You're listening to New Technia. This open source system could let one robot's AI work on almost any other robot. Carnegie Mellon researchers built Rio, an open source framework that gives different robots a shared interface for control, teleoperation, data collection, and AI deployment. It could reduce months of repeated integration work, but hardware support is still expanding and moving software between machines does not guarantee that learned skills will transfer safely. Robotics researchers can spend weeks or months preparing a new machine before they test a single learned behavior. Every platform may expose different motor commands, camera feeds, safety limits, and data formats. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University have introduced Rio, an open-source framework intended to provide a shared software foundation for controlling robots, collecting demonstrations, and deploying artificial intelligence across different machines. The 30-second summary. What happened? Carnegie Mellon researchers released Rio, a modular framework that presents different robots through a more consistent interface for control, teleoperation, data collection, and AI deployment. Why does it matter? A reusable infrastructure layer could reduce repeated integration work, make experiments easier to reproduce, and let teams test the same research pipeline on several robot designs. What is the catch? Rio does not make robot bodies interchangeable, guarantee that learned skills will transfer, or replace hardware-specific safety testing. Key number. In a Carnegie Mellon test, an intern with machine learning experience but no previous robotics background reportedly went from opening a robotic arm box to teleoperating it through Rio in about 2 hours. Why robot software is difficult to reuse? Progress in robot learning is often discussed through increasingly capable AI models, but those models sit above a complicated physical stack. A laboratory must connect sensors, translate commands into joint motion, record synchronized data, and create tools that allow a person to demonstrate a task. When researchers change the arm, camera, or mobile base, much of that engineering may need to be repeated. This fragmentation also affects reproducibility. Code that works on one laboratory's machine may depend on custom drivers or an unusual configuration that another team cannot easily reproduce. Datasets gathered through incompatible pipelines can also be harder to compare or combine. Rio targets this infrastructure gap rather than proposing a new robot intelligence model. What Rio puts behind one interface? Rio provides common components for robot control, teleoperation, data collection, and AI deployment. Its modular design allows a team to replace an individual hardware or sensing component while retaining more of the surrounding pipeline. The project spans software used at higher levels and a real-time hardware control library for cross-embodiment robot systems. That distinction matters. Rio is not a universal command that automatically teaches every robot the same task. It is an engineering layer intended to give researchers a more consistent way to communicate with different machines. Teams can still develop their preferred learning algorithms, data policies, and user interfaces above it. What easier setup could change? Reducing setup time could make robotics research more accessible to students and machine learning specialists who do not have years of hardware integration experience. It could also allow a laboratory to test an idea across several embodiments instead of demonstrating it on only one carefully configured robot. A shared pipeline may help researchers collect more compatible demonstrations, compare experiments, and identify whether a result reflects a genuinely general method or quirks of one machine. It may also shorten the path between an AI prototype and its first physical tests. The reported 2-hour setup example illustrates the intended usability, but it is one university demonstration rather than a broad benchmark across laboratories and robot vendors. Portability is not the same as skill transfer. Robots differ in reach, joint geometry, payload, camera placement, control frequency, and force limits. Software that can connect to two platforms does not ensure that a policy learned on one will perform correctly on the other. A movement that is safe for a small arm may exceed another machine's limits or create a collision in a different workspace. RIO therefore addresses one layer of the portability problem. Researchers still need calibration, adaptation, and validation for each physical system. They must also account for timing failures, sensor noise, communication interruptions, and emergency stopping. A common interface can make those tasks more systematic, but it cannot remove the consequences of controlling real hardware. Before we overstate the result, RIO is an active open-source research project, not a universal robotics operating standard. Its supported hardware range is still expanding, and some platforms will require new integration work. The two-hour setup example does not establish typical setup time for every user or machine. A shared software interface does not prove that an AI policy will transfer accurately or safely between different robot bodies. Real deployments still require platform-specific calibration, safety limits, testing, and human oversight. What happens next? RIO's significance will depend on adoption, documentation quality, and contributions that broaden hardware support without fragmenting the interface. Independent teams will need to test whether the framework reduces integration time in practice and whether experiments remain reproducible across different laboratories. If that ecosystem develops, RIO could provide an unglamorous but valuable layer beneath robot intelligence research. Its contribution is not a robot that instantly learns any task. It is a proposal for spending less research time rebuilding connections to hardware and more time evaluating what an AI-controlled robot can actually do. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.